What's up, WCNN? We're here at Black Milk. How's it going, man?
Well, good, man. I'm good. Working.
All right. So we're going to start with this. What made you first decide to get into music?
Man, just being around music, man. Being around people that was into music, you know what I'm saying? And you know, my family, you know what I'm saying? I was into music, hip-hop, producing, all that, you know what I'm saying? It kind of inspired me and to do it myself, you know what I'm saying? And that's basically how it all started, man. You know, we just having an interest in how to create, you know what I'm saying, and produce music and on the hip-hop side, how to, you know, be a lyricist and the rhymes and all that. That's how it basically all came together, man, just being around, like, a lot of people that was into it.
Okay, definitely. So, was it always the plan to be a rapper and a producer, or were you first just into making beats?
Nah, not really. I was in the MC at first, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was with the pen and pad and, you know what I'm saying, recording that at first. And, you know, making beats came after, you know, afterwards. And, yeah, that's how I basically went down. I was already spitting.
Okay, definitely. I didn't know that. All right, so you've done a lot of work with the legendary group Slum Village, of course. So do you feel having a lot of experience working with, like, a veteran group like that really shaped you as an artist?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, working, that was the first group I sold, you know, my first UV to, you know what I'm saying, back in, like, 2002, 2003, the Trinity album. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, ever since then, I've been working with those dudes all the way up to now, so it definitely helped me. Being around the group, you know, they especially T3, you know, he was in the group with one of the greatest producers in hip-hop, Dilla, so it was like, after Dilla went on and did his own thing, and other cats came in, a producer Slum, and, you know, me being one of those producers, and when some of those producers left, it was just me, you know, and a couple other people, it was like, you really had to step up to the plate production-wise, you know what I'm saying, with the beat, just because them cats was used to having great classic beats from Dilla, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely,
so that kind of molded me into just working on my craft all the time just to, you know, make sure I can be consistent and putting out good music, man, and producing good music, you know what I'm saying? And not really, we weren't trying to do Dilla sound, but we were just making sure we could keep Slum Village legacy alive, you know what I'm saying? By having them to keep putting out producing good music. And yeah, man, working with T3, like, it was hard at times, you know, because he'd cut a lot of beats out of here, you know what I'm saying? He'd make you go back to the drawing board and, you know, like, nah, that ain't the one, and it could be some dope shit. So, you know, it kind of really molded me to, you know, more of my craft, like I say, and doing what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, so you had to basically step your game up to keep it up with, like, Dilla and all those other guys. I see what you're saying. That's cool.
Right. Like, I don't know what my beats would be sounding like if, you know, if I worked with any other group, you know what I'm saying, that didn't put that type of pressure on me. Now, it wasn't a lot of pressure, but it was in a way, you know what I'm saying, just because, you know, like I say, T3, you know, he was like, man, I gotta make sure that this Slum Village shit keep moving, you know what I'm saying, and even though we don't have Dilla, we still gotta keep putting out dope shit, so I gotta make sure my producers are on point, so yeah, that's how it basically was, man.
Alright. Okay, so you've cited a variety of different artists as your influence, all the way from, like, A Tribe Called Quest to D'Angelo and to Prince, but you still have your own sort of sound. So how'd you go about creating your own trademark sound and kind of carving your own niche into the hip-hop game?
Well, like, some of my biggest inspirations, you know, producer-wise, like in hip-hop, was, of course, Dilla, Primo, and P-Rock. Like, those are the three main dudes that inspired me the most to do what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? So it was, like, different elements. Back when I first started just listening to them, different elements, I, like, kind of took from them and incorporated into my own style, from, you know, the soulfulness of the beats to having hard drums and having a certain swing on the tracks. And, like, that's how I came into my own, you know, just put my own style on it. You know, I'm really, tell you the truth, I don't think I have a signature sound, you know what I'm saying? I know I do a lot of soul shit, but I like to change up my sound, whether it's changing up the drum sound or changing up the how I chop the samples. Like, so I really couldn't say what my sound is actually. It's just, you know, just good music. So, man, I'm still trying to find out. He's going to say what my signature sound is going to be.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. It's probably going to take a long time to figure that out.
Right.
All right. So, What would you say is the motivation that drives you to keep making music?
Oh, just, I say old records, man. Like old records and hearing others, you know, surrounding yourself by other, like, producers and musicians and artists that produce good music also, you know what I'm saying? Like, I keep in contact with certain producers that's doing stuff, and I might get inspiration from them, either with something I heard that they'll send me or something I hear, or something with a conversation we'll talk about, just talking about music or something like that. So that's where a lot of my, like, inspiration comes from, you know what I'm saying? Is to keep creating and stay motivated, and, you know, to keep just trying to be better, make something better than my last beat, make something better than the last project I produced, you know what I'm saying? So that's what motivates me.
So, from your experiences, what basically just like, if you're a new artist, what advice would you give them to try to get their music heard?
Best advice to get your music heard, man, is to, when you first starting off, this is an idea, you know what I'm saying, to just start your own buzz and try to build somewhat of a, you know, fan base, just putting out your own music yourself independently, you know what I'm saying, because
talk about the album Caltroy now. So you got the duo album with Bishop Lamont. How did you and Bishop originally meet up?
I was done with Bishop through me and Swan Village had a video shoot out in Cali, and they had, you know, invited some people out, and that Bishop was one of the cats that was at the video shoot. And I, at the time, this was back in 05 also, I was grinding my CDs, my Sound of the City CDs out there. Like, you know, giving them cats, certain cats, and, you know, selling them whatever. So, you know, that's how I met Bishop, man. He was one of the people I gave a CD to. And, you know, we kicked it for a little bit, and I didn't even know he was, you know, working with Dre at the time or anything like that. But, you know, we kicked it, and, you know, he seen what I was doing, I was feeling what he was doing. And the idea had came, like, later on to, like, why don't we do a project on some Cali Detroit shit, like, Richard would tell you he's a big fan of, you know, a lot of Detroit music, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As of, you know, I'm a big fan of what Cat's doing out on the West Coast, but it was surprising to hear him say, like, yeah, man, Sloan, Frankie Gang, blah, 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 like, just naming Dilla, everybody and from the D that was doing their thing, and he's a fan of, so I'm like, hell yeah, you know, that's what's up. So it was like, man, let's do it. And now we're doing it, we're making it happen, and, you know, Cal Troy to becoming real soon. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of dope features on the album. We sprinkled some cats from the East Coast on the album too. It's not all Detroit Cali, but we got cats like Works 5-9, you know, everybody knows from the D's on the album. We got LZT3 is on the album, my man Fat Cat is on the album. Out on the West Coast we got my man In Depth is on the album. We got Rage on the album, which is crazy. We got Razz Cass is on the album. That's from the East Coast that we sprinkled in. Our second single is going to be me, Busta Rhymes, Guilty Simpson, and Bishop all on the one joint. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds good.
Single. So be on the lookout for that. Quali, man, there's a lot of people. I can't even think of everybody that's coming through, you know, doing that thing on the album right now. But it's going to be a real dope book, man. It's more than just an album. We trying to really make, like, a certain movement, you know what I'm saying, and bridge the gap between mainstream artists and dope underground artists, you know what I'm saying, because,
yeah.
Like I say, I'm on the underground doing my thing, and Bishop, of course, you know, he's on the on a major level doing his thing and, you know, just having the best of both worlds and just doing good music, man. That's all it's about.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like you got a good mix of like a bunch of underground people and some mainstream guys too. So, would you say that this project Caltroy is going to have a certain like distinct sound to it? If you're trying to capture like, the fusion between California music and Detroit rap music?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? To tell the truth, it's just good music. You know what I'm saying? They're not really trying to. It's Cali artists, MCs, and Detroit MCs, but. Like, the actual sound is not going to be like, oh, hey, it's going to be a West Coast sound or it's going to be a Midwest sound. Like, this is going to be dope hip-hop shit, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you're going to have the best of both worlds just because of the producers that's on the album. But, yeah, it's going to, you're going to give you a taste of both sides, man. You got, like I said, we got the Cali cats that's spitting over the D-type of beats. You got cats from Detroit that's spitting over, like, a little bit of the West Coast sound and type of beats, but it's still going to have a certain sound to it that, like, separates it from other projects that's out right now, you know what I'm saying? So
okay.
I can't really describe it in the words that the sound is going to have, but you just have to hear it. Like, the first single that's out right now that we leaked out right now is called Caltroy, which, you know, I produced the beat. It's kind of, it's somewhat of a West Coast, it has a West Coast feel to it, the beat does, but it still has a certain swing where, you know, you can tell that, I don't want to say that I did it, but even though, you know, it's just not on the Cali shit, it's like the best, so I tried to blend both worlds when I produced the track, so yeah, man. That type of shit is going to be on the album.
Okay, so can you tell us about a couple of memorable experiences you had, you and Bishop, in the studio creating this album?
Man, that's really sticking out my hand right now, man. To tell you the truth, because we be fucking just working. When we in there, like, we don't leave the studio till like 10 in the morning. I was out there for 3 days, and we didn't leave the studio, like, each night, each day we didn't leave to, like I said, like, around 10 o'clock in the morning, man. So the sun was up. So the shit was crazy. That was like the craziest shit to me, because I haven't did that in a while, man. So it was really basically all work, no play. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was stuff going on in the lobby and shit, but me and him was in the studio writing the rhymes and picking beats to spit over, you know what I'm saying? But like I say, it was dope to finally go out there and you know, kick it with cats from his circle, you know what I'm saying? I got a chance to meet a couple cats that's down with, that he's down with, that's producing some stuff for him, like my man's Focus, you know what I'm saying? One of the dudes that works with Dre, and it was cool to kick it with him for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And, he was saying he was feeling what I was doing, and I already heard some shit he was doing, and I was loving it. So that was one of the dope moments about my last time when I was just out there. So yeah, man, that's all I really can think of, man. Nothing really sticking out my head right now. It probably will in a few minutes, but not at this moment.
All right. So the project is now going to be a retail album, right? You're not going to put it out as a street album anymore. So tell us a little bit about the plan for the Caltroy album.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be a street album, but right now we in the process. We got a couple people that, you know, we got a couple situations that, you know, cats that want to pick the project up, but we still trying to wait. We're not 100% sure of who we're gonna put it out there for us, but yeah, man, we moving along. It's looking real good. It has nice buzz right now for it. A lot of cats are trying to figure it up, so. It is dope, man. You know what I'm saying? And we have a certain situation, so we'll be 100% who's going to put it out in a minute. But as of now, it's up in the air. It's just on. Just talk right now, like politics and shit.
Okay. All right. So you're going to go on an international tour soon.
We leaving out on. Our first show was on July 5th. And it's my first time going to Europe. So, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be my first experience over there. And, you know what I'm saying? It should be dope.
So, does it surprise you how many international fans of hip hop there are?
It does surprise me how, you know, how it is over there. Like, how they, the love for, you know, the hip hop shit they have over there, how it's different from the cats up there. Like, we love hip hop, but it's like, they straight up, like, ride for that shit for real over there. Like, from all the way, they still listening to mid 90s shit. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy how much love they have and how much appreciation they have for, you know, hip hop and what we do over here, man. It's like, it's more love over there than it is over here for what cats do, especially cats that's, like, in my certain category of genre, you know, hip-hop or whatever you want to call it, or underground or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They love this type of shit over there. So I can't wait to go over there and experience that shit, because I know it's going to be crazy as hell, man. And, you know what I'm saying, I get a lot of hits on the web from different people over there, and, you know, just people that love what I'm doing. So it should be real dope.
Yeah, it really speaks a lot on the power of hip-hop. They can reach so many different people from all around the world.
Word. That's a crazy thing, man. Like, how the shit reaches all the way over there. But, yeah, man, I can't wait to see it with my own eyes, man.
Yeah, it should be exciting. All right. So, are there any other projects we can catch you on in the meantime before the release of Caltroit?
When the Phil Mark album just dropped, what was that? Yesterday, I think. Was that yesterday? On the 20, I can't even think of the date, but yeah, it was the 29th. But yeah, Phil's album is out. I got two tracks on there. One track is called Let's Go. Another track is called Bar Tap. So, you know, go support my man Pharoah Monk. You know what I'm saying? He's been out. You know, you can support. He fell back for a minute, but he's back in the albums. You know, album classic. The album's real dope. So check that out. What else? That's the only thing I can think of that's coming out before that's dropping before Caltroit. But I do also be on the lookout for the Sean Paul and Guilty Simpson record. You know what I'm saying? Which will be produced majority by me. You know what I'm saying? So be on the lookout for that. That's coming along real dope. We about 10, 11 songs deep already into that album. So yeah, man, that's what you can be on the lookout for me.
Is there anything else you want to say to the readers of WCNN and all the fans out there?
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody that we checking out the CNN, you know what I'm saying? Support the site, man. They support real hip hop. So support Black Milk, you know what I'm saying? Support artists that's doing that real hip hop shit for y'all, man. So yeah, that's what's up.
Okay. Awesome. All right.